Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and happy Super Tuesday. Glad you are with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Before we get to our Super Tuesday coverage, we got a lot of it. A couple of announcements that I would say all three of them were somewhat surprising to me. If you live out in Arizona, you may not know, and maybe I'm telling you for the first time, that your senator, independent senator Kristen Sinema, has announced that she will not run for a second term after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless without a clear path to reelection. And there is now a Democrat in the race. I believe Carrie Lake is going to be the Republican nominee out there. But in the end, Sinema's border security ambitions, career in Congress swallowed up, you know, she says by, you know, well, her words, "I love Arizona. I'm proud of what we delivered," he said in a video on social media, "because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done. I will leave the Senate at the end of this year." And that avoids a three-way contest in what will be one of the most closely watched 2024 Senate races in what is a definitely hard to forecast scenario that, you know, spawned fierce debate among political operatives whether one major party would benefit in the quest for the Senate majority. Most analysts agreed Sinema had faced significant, likely insurmountable hurdles if she did decide to run. And anyway, so, I mean, at least she tried to be. I mean, I'll tip a hat a little bit. I mean, I think she saw extremism in her party. And she's got to know, anybody that lives in Arizona knows how bad illegal immigration is out there. You really need to understand this. It is bad. And the governor out there is awful. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is vetoing a bill that encouraged police to arrest Joe Biden's illegal immigrants, the unvetted illegal immigrants. She vetoed the bill yesterday that would have allowed law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants, illegal keyword, crossing the state's southern border. It was called the Arizona Border Invasion Act, would allow authorities to do their job, arrest illegal immigrants crossing the southern border through unlawful ports of entry and impose penalties, maximum 6 months prison term for the first offense, 2 year maximum for subsequent offenses. According to the bill's text, Hobbs had previously sounded the alarm over the ongoing border crisis, but I mean, it is what it is. This is now impacting not only Arizona, California, Texas, every state now is a border state. Every state is impacted by this, because Joe Biden has been aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Anyway, Sinema's out. Interestingly, John Kerry, "I voted for the $87 million before I voted against it." Mr. Private Jet himself, A1 class A hypocrite, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, apparently is now stepping down tomorrow. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, John, on the way out. You've been pretty useless flying around the world with your big carbon footprint, lecturing the rest of us. Oh, my work is so important that, you know, I just need the private transportation. And then they want to take away our beef. They want to take away our air conditioning. They want to take away our refrigerators and our freezers, try to shove electric vehicles down Americans' throat. By the way, I don't care if you want an electric vehicle or not. It doesn't matter. Then Victoria Nuland, the third highest ranking. Oh, do you have that cut? Is that what you're telling me in my ear? Yeah. All right, why don't we play that? Because this is priceless. His
on that
work
issue,
is so
pollution,
much more.
I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I negotiated the Paris Accords for the United States. I've been involved in this fight for years. I negotiated with President Xi to bring President Xi to the table so we could get Paris. And I believe the time it takes me to get somewhere, I can't sail across the ocean. I have to fly to meet with people and get things done. But what I'm doing almost full time is working to win the battle of climate change. And in the end, if I offset and contribute my life to do this, I'm not going to be put on the defensive.
I am not going to be put on the defensive. You know what a carbon offset is? It's the equivalent of you go out and cheat on your spouse, your husband, your wife, and let me buy you a ring. Let me buy you a new Mercedes. Let me get you a new car. It's an offset. I had one little mistake. I just cheated on you. Okay, I'll pay penance by buying a carbon offset. It's a crock of garbage that they've been peddling. You know, a private jet is the only choice for somebody like me, and I negotiated the Paris Accords. Yeah, the asinine Paris Accords, the very Paris Accords that classify China and India as developing nations, meaning they pay next to nothing, and the U.S. pays the freight for that idiotic agreement. Thankfully, Trump got us out of it, and of course, Joe Biden, the dope that he is, brought us back into it. Anyway, we're watching today Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Texas, Texas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, all and American Samoa, the U.S. territory of American Samoa, all holding either their primaries or caucuses. Caucuses held in Alaska, Utah, and Democratic caucuses are in the U.S. territory of American Samoa, but primaries will be held in Alabama, Arkansas, California. By the way, out in California, I'm watching the Steve Garvey congenital liar Adam Schiff race very closely to replace Dianne Feinstein. Now, they will have a runoff, the top two candidates, in November, which is probably a heavy lift for any Republican out there, but Steve Garvey's well-liked, and certainly as a Republican, I think, might be able to bring a little common sense to that state. Is it possible? Is it doable? Or are we going to be stuck with the congenital liar? I don't know. It could go any particular way. Look, what you need to know, we'll go over some of the interesting facts. We'll go over the poll numbers with our pollsters coming up at the top of the next hour. You do have a combined 874 delegates, or 72% of the 1,215 needed to earn a majority and clinch the GOP nomination. And right now, Donald Trump has a very big lead. I think it's about 253 or 4, if my math is correct in my brain, to about 43 for Nikki Haley. Some of the states. Now, if I'm looking at the list of states, I would say that tonight is probably going to be a very good night for President Trump. Is there a chance he can sweep all of them? Yeah. Are there states that have open primaries, which I think is insane? Republican Party's got to get a hold of this asinine idea of having an open primary, which allows Democrats or independents to vote for a Republican candidate. No, that's got to stop. Republicans should pick Republican candidates only. Otherwise, you're opening yourself up to nefarious activities of socialist radical Democrats if they want to play games in a particular state. Not a good idea. So anyway, that's got to change. But with everything that's happening, I mean, this is probably the last stand, I would argue, for Governor Haley, unless she shocks the world tonight. Probably the states, I would argue, she has the best chance of doing better, not necessarily winning, would be Virginia, Vermont. Maybe she could win proportional delegation out of Minnesota. That would be a place I'd look for her. But I think if you look at the other states, I think it's all the indications are that it's going to be a big night for Donald Trump. Alabama, 50 delegates, Alaska, 29, American Samoa, 9, Arkansas, 40. The big prize of the night is California, majority take all or proportional. I'll explain that later. Colorado, 37. Yes, Donald Trump's on the ballot. Maine, 20. Yes, Donald Trump's on the ballot. And Massachusetts, 40. Minnesota, 39. North Carolina, 74. Oklahoma, 43. Tennessee, 58. The second big prize of the night is Texas, 161 delegates there. Up for grabs, 40 out in Utah, 17 in Vermont, Virginia, 48. And so we'll be watching and we'll see what happens. And it's just going to be fun to watch. We'll also later get back into the Supreme Court's big decision. But anyway, this is probably going to come into very sharp focus after tomorrow, that this is going to be a rematch between Biden and, of course, President Donald Trump. You know, it's fascinating. We now got news that Michelle Obama is saying, no way, she's not running. Don't count on me running. It's not happening. As much as maybe people want that to happen, have been wishing it would happen, praying that it might happen. Very clearly is saying, no, she will not be running for president in 2024. I didn't think she would. I think you need a certain, how do you say this? You need a certain constitution, you know, in terms of yourself to be able to be in that world. I mean, they don't call it a blood sport for no reason at all. It is a blood sport. It just is. It is hard. It is arduous. It is difficult. You get hit every single solitary day, and you also have to hit back. It's just the way things are. And I don't think a lot of people are cut out for that. But anyway, so 854 delegates up for grabs, and we're going to be watching it very closely. We won't have anything anecdotal even until tonight for example, Fox is doing full news coverage tonight. I will be on in the 9 p.m. hour like I usually am, just as a guest with Brett and Martha. I'm looking forward to it, actually. And, well, if you look at North Dakota, Donald Trump won North Dakota. I mean, he won by like 86% of the vote last night. I think you're going to see a number of those states as well. And just looking at what an uphill battle, then the question becomes for Governor Haley. There's been reports that her future spending is stopped. What she plans to do afterwards, I don't know. Nobody ever listens to my advice, but if Nikki Haley, after she lost Iowa, came in third place in Iowa, lost by double digits in a state, if she was going to do well in, would have been New Hampshire, in my view. She had the strong support of a very well-liked governor, Governor Sununu, in the state. So she had that advantage. And she also had the advantage of it having so many independents in the state and people that had the ability up to a certain date to make the switch and decide as a Democrat they want to vote in the Republican primary, because there wasn't a primary. You might remember that Joe Biden basically shoved his middle finger in the face of Iowa and New Hampshire and wanted to move straight to the state of South Carolina, which saved him back in 2020, thanks to the support of the very powerful Congressman James Clyburn. I met when I was in South Carolina, I did meet the guy running against him, a very nice guy. We'll see if he has any chance to take him on and make any inroads. We'll see. Clyburn's been there a long time, but he certainly had a very big role to play in helping Biden in South Carolina. He certainly couldn't help him in the general election. you know, there's just interesting things. If this is what it's going to be, one has to ask a lot of questions if you're a Democrat. And we'll go over where the polls are. And they're just, frankly, simply not good for Joe Biden. None of it is good. And we'll check in with our pollsters and we'll get their reaction to all of this, too. Because on every front, he has a 38% approval rating. 86% of the American people don't think he's up to the job. People see what we see. And we've been telling you now for 4 years that it's gotten progressively worse since we first pointed it out, that he's weak and he's frail. He is a cognitive mess. He's not had a clean event in months. Clean defined by his ability not to mumble, bumble, and stumble, and not to know whether to exit stage left or stage right. Just completely out of it. And it just is, that type of decline is degenerative. I'm just giving you simple medical 101 here. You don't have to be a doctor to see what's happening. And that means that it gets worse. And we're seeing that unfold before our very eyes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, 9/11/01, it's more than a day in history. It's a day that, sadly, is still taking lives. There are people dying because of 9/11-related deaths. It's just happening. It's a fact. Now, more first responders have died since that day from their illnesses, 9/11 illnesses, than on that day itself. Only two states in the country have kindergarten through 12th grade mandates that require teaching in each grade about America's darkest day. That's unbelievable. A whole generation of kids, they know little to nothing about that day. Now, the Tunnel to Towers is trying to rectify that with their 9/11 Institute, righting this wrong, and helping teachers educate kids grades K through 12 with their nonfiction resources. They have full curriculum units, scripted social study lessons, activities, backgrounds for teachers. They have nonfiction, first-person accounts told through videos. Their Discovering Heroes book series. They have a speakers bureau for classrooms, a mobile exhibit, a tractor trailer, their interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts, the Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships, for the children of program recipients. Anyway, they can't do any of this great work except for your generosity. We hope you'll join us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. This way, this work continues. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. You know, you would think that the Biden people would get smart. You would think that after pushing Bidenomics, and it having zero impact, that maybe they'd give up on it. Because Biden is continuing to get the lowest grades on the economy of any president in the modern era. And now, what are they doing? They got a competition council today, and they're just targeting companies. And they're launching a strike force to, quote, hold companies accountable when they engage in unfair and illegal practices that keep prices high. Well, maybe they haven't figured out that it's their policies that are costing them more money. They're in a job of producing goods and services that people want, need, and desire, and they've got to figure out ways to make a profit. I know it's an evil word in the mind of a liberal, but people don't make a profit. Guess what? You're going to go into a grocery store or a Walmart. There's not going to be anything available. Why would they bother? And anyway, so now they're now engaging in illegal practices to keep prices high. It's like them suing big oil companies, or, you know, big this or big that, big corporations. What happens? Well, all these companies then have to pay for these, you know, big law firms that charge massive amounts of money so they can stay in business. And anyway, they literally say the prices are too high. They're going after credit card companies. They're praising the now abandoned JetBlue and Spirit merger. Well, why would they oppose that? And the White House launched a viral X post in which Sesame Street character Cookie Monster complains about shrinkflation, replying, C is for consumers getting ripped off. And President Biden is going to apparently make this a big part of his State of the Union address. Maybe he'll bring the Cookie Monster out with him. Just brilliant. Senator Sherrod Brown, Ohio, Cookie Monster calls out companies over shrinkflation. Cookies are getting smaller. Well, then, first off, you don't have to buy them. Let's start there. You have the freedom. If you feel that you're getting ripped off, then don't buy it. If you don't like it, don't buy it. If you don't like a radio show, except this one, you can turn it off. If you don't like a TV show, except for Hannity, you can turn it off. Seriously, nobody's forcing you to watch, listen, buy. Nobody forces you. It's called freedom. Learn to live to be free. Americans got to embrace freedom for once. Nobody forces anybody to buy anything. There is a group called Americans for Prosperity, and they have now come out with a new ad campaign, Bidenomics.com, a website to target the president's economic policies. And they have a campaign featuring the website, which says the website Joe Biden does not want you to see. Which one is that again, Linda? Bidenomics.com. I think you should go there before you make any decisions as it results. But this is like their State of the Union addresses. So now they have a whole strike force to go after companies and accusing them of unfair and illegal prices. I assume they'll be suing them next. I'm like, you're not understanding real life where 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I know, but you're forcing electric cars that cost more and that Americans clearly have rejected in large numbers. And some people have embraced them. I know two people now. One has a Tesla. One has a Mercedes electric vehicle. They love it. But it meets their needs. I said, do you like it? Yeah, I like it. It meets my needs. Great. Perfect. Have fun. Have a great time. I want people to be happy. I like the freedom of choice. I guess pro-choice Democrats are not so pro-choice after all, when you think about it. But we've known that for a long time, haven't we? They want to control every aspect of your life. There is a new House GOP bill that would require ICE to detain any illegal immigrant who's been previously charged with a crime. You think maybe after Laken and Riley, you think maybe enough is enough? Out in Arizona, I can't believe their governor is vetoing a bill encouraging police to arrest Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants. Why wouldn't you keep the people in your state safe? Merrick Garland, this was in the Epic Times. I don't think it got any coverage. He says that voter ID laws are unnecessary. And he said this on Sunday, declaring efforts by states to implement voter ID laws are unnecessary and burdensome. What's so burdensome? If I want to buy a beer, like, all right, for example, if you ever go on Drizzle, or if you've ever ordered Uber Eats or Instacart and you order beer or whatever, wine, whatever it happens to be, you have to meet the person and show them your picture ID, or else they can't leave that purchase with you. Now, okay, if you want to buy a pack of cigarettes, oh God, you smoke. If you want to buy a Juul pod, if you vape, you can't buy it unless you have an ID. It's unbelievable, but we don't need that for voting. Yeah, we do. It adds integrity to our system. House Republicans invite the police that were beaten by Biden's illegals to Biden's State of the Union address. Good for them. Finally, Republicans are getting smart. Playing the same, you know, if the Democrats are going to invite their people, let Republicans invite their people. I did get invited to one State of the Union address. Remember, Linda Louie Gohmert invited me, and I did go. Man, the whole place was staring at me, and I was in the upper gallery. I was very quiet, very polite. I didn't have much to clap about. Didn't bother.
Well, I think they probably were a little bit nervous about what you might report on. Like, you know, this congressman fell asleep. This congressman was playing words with friends. This senator didn't bring their wife. You know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Texas police arrest a border-jumping terrorist after Biden immigration officials released him into the U.S. What have I been warning you? Texas Border Security Police working, you know, doing their job. The terrorist suspect, Carlos Yepes Bedoya, caught after illegally crossing into the U.S. by the Texas Department of Public Safety that arrested him. Texas DPS then alerted Border Patrol to come pick him up. Thank God for this decision. The arrest was made as part of Operation Lone Star, Texas using the National Guard and law enforcement units to assist in securing the border. I met these guys. They flagged him as a group member, indicating he is associated with a terror organization. You have nearly 10 million illegal, unvetted immigrants coming into this country. What have I been saying? You know, a lot of countries sell citizenship. Did you know that? You can buy citizenship in countries. I know it's crazy, but you can. I mean, I think some people do it for whatever reasons, financial reasons. And some people have actually given up their U.S. citizenship because of the amount of money they save in taxes in these other countries. But anyway, you can buy it. If you want to go to Australia, New Zealand, good luck. It costs a fortune. Could you imagine what a U.S. citizenship, what a U.S. passport would cost? It'd be a fortune. But Joe's allowing 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants, even coming from Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, Russia, and China. No vetting, none at all. Unbelievable. You know, it's like a 200% increase, you know, because of these lax policies of Joe Biden. Now at least police, and I met these guys when I was down at the border with President Trump, at least they now have the ability to do their job. A lot of anger over this new budget deal. They can't get a budget deal done in Congress. A part of me is angry as everybody else. They should have had their appropriations bills done before the fiscal year begins in October. They didn't get it done. Then that's when you head into continuing resolutions. And then they usually end with a massive omnibus just before the new year and walk away. And they continue to put massive amounts of debt on we, the American people. And people are furious about it. But that's the one thing we Republicans got to understand here. It sucks. They just don't have the majority that's big enough to do that. Now, you can change that in 244 days. That's up to you. Democrats announced a bill to kick Trump off the ballot immediately. Of course they did. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Mr. Fang Fang Eric Swalwell, and Jamie Raskin. Gee, what a shock. I am shocked that they would not like a Supreme Court decision. And by the way, the insanity, we'll play it later, is, you know, been off the charts. My favorite comment was on Big News CNN. You know, it's really terrible that the Supreme Court actually had to follow the Constitution. It's terrible. Made me laugh. I might say something that surprises you. Did you see this story, Linda, about AOC? Apparently, there was a group of people haranguing her when she was at the theater. I don't know if it was a movie theater or whatever. And the protesters took issue with her rhetoric about Israel and the war in Gaza. But I don't like when people are out in public figures. I don't care if they're on the left and right, and you get a group of people. To them, it feels like a mob that are capable of you don't know what, and you're accosting public figures in public. And I urge every conservative, don't do that.
I disagree with you on that. I got to say, because AOC is the first one, You know, we have tapes of these Democrats out there saying, don't let them go anywhere. Don't let them eat anywhere. Don't let them have a regular life. They can't get gas.
Get in their face. That was all Maxine Waters.
I'm sorry. Like, you know, this is spiritual warfare. Times are different. You know, nice guy times are over. And
it's not about nice guy times. You know,
A little bit it is.
If you want to ask a question politely, fine. But I've had it happen to me, and you know how I am. You know my training.
Right.
I don't want that to happen.
AOC propagates this, Sean. She loves it. She wants it. She's the one out there. No bail.
I'm not disagreeing. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't make it right. I'm just saying my heart does not break for her when she gets a taste of the OMA.
I'm not saying my heart's broken, but I'm saying if people are not careful, innocent people are going to get hurt, and I don't want to see that happen. And then the rest of the people will spend the rest of their lives in jail.
Look what happened. Well,
let me get onto the story. I want to get your opinion.
That was horrible. I mean, with the pro-Palestinian march. I mean, they got the grenade in the back of the car, and they can't get to it. What the hell's going on?
Look at the cops that got the crap beaten out of them now twice in New York.
I'm over it.
By the way, let me give you the Hill report. You're going to be interested in this. Michelle Obama insisted earlier today that she has no interest whatsoever in running for president, hours after a new poll revealed that she has a better chance of beating Donald Trump than Joe Biden does. Now, we're going to go over the polls with our pollsters. I read reports that apparently she has struggled with depression. Apparently, at one point, admitted she was angry at Barack for 10 years. 10 years? Man, that's holding a grudge. Bonnie Willis warned Nathan Wade's lawyer to stay quiet about the affair. Did you hear that story tonight?
I mean, I am enjoying the Bonnie Willis, Nathan Wade story. There are so many just amazing moments that these are people that are in charge of upholding truth, honor, and law, I have to say. It's just so many things I could say that I'm being careful of saying.
You got to love Keith Olbermann. You're going to think I'm crazy.
I do not have to love Keith Olbermann.
No, you do. The Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, Sotomayor, they have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension. And collectively, the, quote, court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved. Come on. You got to admit, there's a certain level of humor there.
He's insane.
Especially if you know...
His videos, I mean, since he's left the network, they're really something.
I don't think it was a video. I think it was a tweet.
No, I know, but he puts a lot of videos up on X, and it's a lot. It's real special.
You know what? You don't have to watch it. I believe in freedom, right?
Listen,
and you believe in freedom too. But listen, I'm not saying people can't ask questions of. I don't know. I just prefer. That I don't want to see our side be like them. You mentioned Antifa or BLM. I don't want conservatives to be like them. We're better than that. That's my opinion.
I wish we were as organized as they were.
We had the money. I wish we had the money they had too. But anyway, we can win without it all. And it creates a very dangerous situation. You know, I've been training. What am I? My 13th year of mixed martial arts. I don't want to ever have to hit somebody and defend you if I'm out walking with you and you're open your
don't
big
worry,
trap.
I got it. We're good.
I would, though. I would defend you.
Thank you.
You'd be in good hands.
No worries.
I got to protect Liam's mom. Anyway, 800. I wouldn't protect you. 800-941-SHOW. I wouldn't want to, but I'd be like, will you please shush it, please? Anyway. Don't make me laugh. Credit card balances increased by $50 billion in Q4 last year, meaning many Americans are sitting on more debt than ever before. This is serious. Now, it makes sense. Everything's more expensive in spite of, quote, Bidenomics, and people are putting everyday items on high-interest credit cards. Okay, if you're in that position, you own a home, and you have equity in your home, you got to check in with my friends at AmericanFinancing.net. They will give you a free, no-obligation consultation. They're now helping their average customer save $854 a month by using your home's equity to pay off that debt. That's like a $10,000 a year raise. And with mortgage rates now lower than they've been in a long time, it's much better than paying 21 to 30% in a credit card rate. Talk to them about your situation. It might make the difference between being in the red every month and being in the black. 866-615-9200. No obligation, free consultation. 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 22334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Government's got problems. He's got solutions. America listens to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, on this Super Tuesday, we're loaded up. We're going to take a look at the poll numbers. They're really the only one word to describe it for Joe Biden. Disastrous. We'll check in with our pollsters, John McLaughlin, Matt Towery, and Robert Grahaley. Then later on, we've got Kristi Noem. We'll have more on our Super Tuesday coverage and more on the Supreme Court 9-0 opinion from yesterday and the left's meltdown. You know, by now, we all know of the atrocities that were committed by Hamas on October the 7th, which kicked off this war with Israel. Now, Israel is fighting for their very existence. Now, the toll on the Israeli people, it has been staggering. You have hundreds of thousands of Israelis. They have been forced from their homes. Entire communities are torn apart. Lives have been devastated by death and destruction. Now, thankfully, there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're right there in the middle of it, have been from day one. They're distributing critical essentials like food, medicine, emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of Israelis that are suffering. The need is great. We're partnering with the IFCJ. Every donation urgently needed immediately. And by the way, give as much as you can today because your gift will be matched by some generous donor and you'll be basically donating twice the amount. Now, the website is supportifcj.org. One word, supportifcj.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.